Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Alhamdulillah, once again it is a Monday night, just gone 33 minutes past the hour of 7, and this is the time when we have the Senha program. In this program we try and discuss various issues with regards to halal and haram, and we have Maulana Bilal, who is from Senha, that answers our various questions. This week we're going to have a slightly different program, and we're going to start off with the program a little bit differently. We have Brother Ibrahim Lockhart, who's also from one of the authorities at the Senha offices. He will be coming on as well, and there's a certain issue that we are going to discuss there. Before we take the discussion any further, let's first welcome our guest on the program, Maulana Bilal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I hope you are well, as well as your listeners.
Ji, alhamdulillah, and we hope the same for you, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah.
Our second guest on the program, Brother Ibrahim Lockhart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Wadia, and it's a pleasure to be on the airwaves of Radio Islam, and looking forward to an interesting program.
Jee, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of benefit for each and every one of us. And jazakallah for availing yourself and coming onto the program.
Our pleasure.
Brother Ibrahim, to start off now the discussion, there's been some uneasiness with regards to a certain restaurant in the greater Pretoria area. Maybe you want to just let our listeners know the outline of this entire incident.
What actually happened is that one of the very popular franchise restaurants, there is an area in Pretoria which has a large Muslim clientele that is starting to live around there. It's called El Dorain. I think people, former residents of Lodium and young upwardly mobile people have moved out there. And accordingly, demand for our halal food, etc., has increased in that area. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we have a center there that has three Senha certified restaurants that are or from three different franchises in that area. And for several years, these, by their own accounts, were getting on the business and what we say, people dining out and this type of a thing without any hassle. However, on Thursday, we were alerted by a very frantic franchisee of the Wimpy chain there, and apparently she was contacted by a tabloid newspaper. And the tabloid newspaper, they're entitled to, made some very serious allegations, such as that they have in their possession proof that this restaurant has been allegedly purchasing meats from a non-halal source, and they came to have invoices in their possession, and they wanted comments, and put on the spot, and they wanted the comments within a few hours. More than that, it concerned us because a franchise restaurant, from our experience, and no disrespect to our hardworking individual businessmen, we have always found the franchise restaurants far easier to implement halal program with, because the entire franchising system is one that works in such a manner where everything is built on back-to-back agreements. To start off, if you want to use the name, you pay a franchise fee. You got to input every stock that comes in. You can only sell what your franchisor allows you to. You can only buy products from where the franchisor. You can't even buy serviettes elsewhere and this type of thing. So we were concerned that the franchisor had not been made aware of this. We checked. We, as the halal body who take responsibility, and it's a great responsibility, it's not just a certificate. Mm. Our theological director, Burhan of Lucky, always reminds the ulama, and about almost 35% of Sanha's 200-odd staff are ulama, that this is a shahada when we put up a certificate in a place. It's not just somebody's signature. It means that theological director's shahada is there that this place is halal. So we take it very seriously. So we then started looking into the matter, and we tried to find out information, and it was really a hatchet job by a local tabloid newspaper, because of, you could see the kind of English was used, that seemingly, apparently, this was done. And the invoices that they produced, the franchisee, were from a place that had gone out of business. We tried phoning the number. I personally phoned. It goes to a wrong number. The person claims it's always his number. It appeared to be a setup. We asked, give us the source so we can interrogate the person, interrogate the invoice. We never had that. We then said that, look, you can't give an invoice. You know, the Quran says clearly, produce your proof if you are indeed truthful. So you are making this allegation. The onus is on you. It's a very serious thing. It's a Muslim franchisee. High, high reputation. This person has run this particular franchise 6 years since it opened there, and another 7 years previously with the same brand. So you have a person that's there. The franchise brand, Wimpy itself, is 50 years old. They have over 400 stores. Sana itself is 20 years now. Rendering this service, and it's a real slur. It's a real slur on our character. We take it very seriously. We have ulama over there that go out and check weekly. So we said, look, if you're going to print this thing, give us proof. Otherwise, you know, it is not something that we're just going to accept. Unfortunately,
Brother
there's
Ibrahim,
two ways ahead. Yes.
Ibrahim, just to come back in there, you said the person that made the claim. You said something about invoices.
Yes, two invoices were supplied from a company called Moot Meats or something like that.
Okay.
That company is out of business. The franchisor is not, as I explained earlier, you can only buy from an approved source from Sanha.
Hmm.
That person is not on the franchisor's list. The franchisee has never purchased from them. We can't get hold of these people. There are claims that an employee might have leaked it. They're anonymous. We haven't had that. And in fact, we are going to be pursuing the matter through the Information Access Act to find out where this came from. So blatantly, what actually happened, it was actually harm, damage was done to the person's reputation by publishing this article, you know.
Okay.
The article alleged that they are selling. It created a doubt that they alleged that they could have been purchasing non-halal meat without providing any proof, etc.
Okay, and the tabloid newspaper has now run the article already.
The tabloid newspaper, despite us telling them they ran this article on Friday, made some incredible claims that cannot be, we cannot accept that. And it is amazing, you know, this is a Muslim franchisee, this is a Muslim tabloid newspaper, its directors are purportedly Muslim, and you know, to do this, it's incredible. I mean, we are supposed to verify. That's our code of conduct given to us 1400 years ago in Surah Hujurat. Verify your information lest you do harm. And we are not saying that, you know, we are perfect, nobody ever makes a mistake. We said, give us the proof, we'll investigate. The franchisor has asked for details. No details forthcoming, but the article was produced. But alhamdulillah, we have spoken. You know, you have an open relationship with Sana. You could quite willingly question the inspector who's been there. Our invoices are checked. And you know, with a franchise restaurant, Maulana Sahib, I'm telling you, it's much easier to control because they even input the quantity of chops that goes into the place. So at any point in time, they can tell you how many they should have, etc. Another very interesting bit of information, right on that, in that shopping center, there's a butcher that's not certified with Sanha. And the butcher himself will testify that there was no time. They had a situation when, like it happened with some non-franchise people, I'm short of something, they can go and buy it from the Muslim butcher. He's just not allowed to purchase that. So this has been a fabrication, and I think it is something that we will be pursuing vigorously.
Okay, Jazakallah for the input that's coming from there. So how is the matter going forward now?
Yes, I think we will have to take the matter forward because it's obviously a harm being done, and there are several issues that we are going to follow up. But once again, on a general basis, I can assure our listeners that franchising is amongst the better of the systems that is compatible to Islam, because everything works by way of agreements, and Muslims honor the agreement. There is nothing you can do in a franchise without an agreement. You can't even put a sign in a different position, the type of color, the food you sell, etc. Which also brings me to the point that you've had week after week people asking Maulana Bilal why certain outlets are not certified by Sanha, although the franchisee is willing to franchise. As Maulana Bilal has explained, our franchise agreement has got to start right at the top, where the franchisor, the main person who owns the franchise brand, decides that all his stores or certain of the stores are going to go halal, and then the chain works. You cannot You cannot do one-dimensional certification. Go to somebody in the middle of the chain where a Muslim franchisee decides he wants certification because SANHA of rules may not give it. He would go to someone else and they would just ask him for declarations and say, all right, it seems okay, and give him certification. So I know this is a thing that creates a little bit of a hassle week after week when we are asked why certain famous international chicken places, etc., are not certified, because we have to start off with the franchisor. In this particular case, coming back to this franchisee, this is a 50-year-old franchise. We are literally, excuse the expression, we have been in bed with this company. They know our systems. We know their systems. The franchisee herself has been in business with the same franchise brand for 13 years. We have been rendering the service. So our message is that we are definitely feel that the integrity of our system and our ulama itself is being questioned when spurious articles like these are published, you know, and I don't think we should just accept it.
Okay, definitely. It brings down the integrity of the entire company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier, and JazakAllah for coming out and clarifying the entire issue.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See, that was Brother Ibrahim Lockhart just clearing a certain doubt that had been created via certain malicious people, certain malicious issues that have come about, and that clarifies the certain wumpy in Eldorain. Now we go back to our program, and inshallah we will be speaking to Malana Bilal now. Malana Bilal, you are still on the line with us?
Yes,
so, Malana, any comments from your side over that issue?
See, I think Brother Ibrahim Lockhart has summarized the issue and given the main point. Again, just to testify and confirm that Wumpy Eldorain is 100% halal. Our inspector goes there on time. Everything is above board, and this place is definitely halal.
JazakAllah for that clarification, Ma. Manana, certain for a reminder for the listeners, you can contact us directly here at the program. The number is the studio number 011-854-1548. Our engineer is ready and willing to take your calls. Alternatively, you can SMS us the studio WhatsApp number 48855. The studio WhatsApp number 48855. Ma Bilal, the first question coming up. Assalamu alaikum. Is Tinkies halal?
Tinkies, unfortunately, they contain bovine gelatin. Or beef gelatin taken from cattle. These cattle have not been slaughtered by Muslims. That's unfortunately, we would advise you to avoid them.
JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum. Please advise, is aloe juice strawberry flavor halal?
The strawberry flavor, as well as the peach flavor, these flavors contain E120 or carmine or an insect derivative, therefore they are not approved.
Okay, so it's the strawberry flavor as well as the other flavor you said?
The peach flavor.
The strawberry and the peach flavor you should avoid. Malana, what about Beaches Chappies? Which flavors can you have?
Beaches Chappies, at the moment we are re-evaluating them. Inshallah, we will be able to advise as soon as the process is completed.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum. That's the next question. Assalamu alaikum. Is Zumba mint flavored candy halal?
Not sure about the product. Please put the details to our office. We will then query it further.
Okay, so the person that sent that message through for Zumba mint flavored candy, you can contact SANHA officers directly, give them more information, and inshallah they will be able to clarify that. Malana, another product, Sirocco Smacks strawberry flavored creamed wafers in a chocolate flavored coating.
Yes?
Yeah, is that halal?
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get information on those. They are imported. And unfortunately, the company has not responded to our request for information.
Okay, another, I think this is some sweet, some gummy chews. The name of the product is Oya Della Mora, milky flavored chew. Is this halal?
Please ensure that that product does have the SANHA logo on it. We only give an assurance if it has our logo on it.
Okay, is that the entire Oya range?
Yes, that's for the entire range from that company.
Okay, Malana, Tayas, I think the person says here, Tayas, I think it's sweets that comes from, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's from Turkey. That's what the message seems to imply. Tayas, it's a company in Turkey. Are the sweets halal?
Unfortunately, these products are not certified by the reputable body that we work with in Turkey. We cannot give any assurance for them.
Okay, Ma, then this person sends through another question that we see a lot of chocolates, etc., coming through from Turkey. Which ones can we eat?
Unfortunately, in the South African market, we haven't come across products which are certified by the Turkish halal body that is reputable. So all of these imports from Turkey at the moment, you know, is a question mark. We're not sure. A lot of them contain ingredients such as gelatin, the coloring, the flavoring, you know, there's question marks on these ingredients. So one needs to determine exactly what the constituents are, what are the sources of those constituents, before one can give any assurance. And it's been difficult to get information from Turkey. The companies, you know, they hardly respond to our queries. And then also with regards to the gelatin, many people think that, you know, Turkey, a Muslim country, the gelatin is necessarily halal. Mm-hmm. But you would be surprised that even Muslim countries import gelatin. Mm-hmm. And that gelatin is or could most probably be from Europe or from South America.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, there's a question about its halal status.
JazakAllah for that, Maulana. I think we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Maulana. One question from Maulana. The biscuit range, Daisy, is that halal, all the Daisy flavor like strawberry, lemon, chocolate?
Are these made in South Africa, and what's the manufacturer's name?
I don't know. I know it's a name, it's Daisy. I think it's made in Lesotho, or they say it's made in Lesotho, imported from Lesotho.
Okay, we don't have any information on it at the moment. Again, please forward the details to our office. We will query it on your behalf, inshallah.
Alright, JazakAllah.
JazakAllah for the call. Munana, other products, I see this person asking a few of the margarines and some tin foods. Let's go through them one by one. Is Rama Original 60% fat spread halal?
That is halal suitable, yes.
Okay, then the Flora Regular 60% fat spread.
Also halal suitable.
Koo Cream Style Sweet Corn.
Halal suitable. Is that the Koo brand?
Koo, yeah. Koo Cream Style Sweet Corn.
That is halal suitable.
Rhodes Baked Beans in Tomato Sauce.
That's also halal suitable.
Okay, let's go through the other messages. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Cadbury Glow halal?
Cadbury Glow, unfortunately, to date, we haven't been able to get complete disclosure on this product. So we cannot give you any assurance for it.
Okay, Lindt Pink in Color Fondant 1.
The Lindt products, some do contain liquor. Please check the ingredient disclosure on the packaging. Or sometimes the name will give you a hint. I'll tell you that it does contain liquor.
Okay. JazakAllah for that, Ma. Assalamu alaikum. Is popcorn that's cooked in microwave halal? They don't say which. They don't say which brand, which company. Okay. They just say it's popcorn that's cooked in a microwave halal.
They should specify which brand, then we'll be able to advise further.
Okay, so we need some clarification there. You've got to specify which brand you're talking of, and Marana will be able to comment further. Is Checkers Nougat halal?
If it's a Checkers brand, they would outsource the manufacturing to different companies. Where such a company is certified by SENA, they would carry our SENA halal logo. If it doesn't have our logo, unfortunately, there's no way for us to trace the product. We don't know who manufactured it on their behalf, what ingredients they use.
Okay, another question about that is, which nougats are halal?
So you would have the Wedgwood products, as well as Telly Williams. Those are certified by SENA.
JazakAllah for that, Malana. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Does Baragwana Hospital have halal food?
Unfortunately, we're not able to comment on that. We don't actually visit the kitchens where the food is prepared. So from outside, we're not sure.
JazakAllah, Mala. Another question coming through. Which Mug and Bean restaurant stores are halal?
Mug and Bean stores, there are some in the KZN region. There are some in Gauteng as well that are certified. If you want complete detailed list, you can access that information on our website. Or I can just read them for you quickly if you'd like, if there is time. So we've got a store in Newcastle. There's a Mug and Bean on the move in Pickenhout. There's one in Blackstrop, Westville, this is in KZN. F&M in Constantia Kloof, this is on 14th Avenue. And yeah, I think that's the amount of stores we have.
JazakAllah for that, Mona. Other questions coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I think there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Murana Maaf, I just came in and I heard your the station regarding Baragwana Hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a patient at Vera, and I've done a lot of intensive you know, trying to get information from them.
Mm.
And thus far, every person in Baragwanath, the nurses as well,
mm.
has told me that we can't give you the food because it's not halal.
Okay.
So they don't serve halal food at all unless you're eating the pap or you're having a slice of bread. I mean, that is halal. But as far as the meat products are concerned, definitely not halal.
Jazakallah, my brother. Jazakallah for coming out with clarification.
No problem. No.
And from time to time, you know, Sarah does, with certain community-based organizations and so forth, try and assist them, you know. I know we've done this at some other hospitals, you know, try to advise them. Sometimes it's not feasible, for whatever reason, you know, the government does want halal certification of the kitchen, but to the best of our ability, we try and advise them, and, you know, assist so that there is some option for the Muslim patient.
Jazakallah. Further questions coming through. Is the following products halal? Number one, Kellogg's Cocoa Pops and Strawberry Pops.
Unfortunately, we do not comment on Kellogg's product.
Orbit Strawberry Flavor. I think Orbit is a chewing gum.
Yes, that is halal sotu.
Claret Mint Flavor.
That is also halal sotu.
Royal Yogurt.
Royal Yogurt, they made it, they sent out certified facility, they are halal.
Rum and raisin flavored Ola ice cream.
Yeah, in terms of the ingredients of the product, they are all halal. But because of the name connotation, we would not allow our halal logo to be placed on that product.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Marana. Another question coming through. The person asked, should we accept all moon and star signs on products found at ShopRite and Checkers?
Again, we're referring to moon and star signs as halal signs. From Sena's side, with regards to other halal bodies, we do not accept nor do we reject their certification. Our policy is that we investigate everything ourselves.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is Burger King and Simply Asia in Pietermaritzburg halal?
Both of these franchises, we have no association with the franchise head office, as our brother Ivy explained earlier. Without an agreement with the franchise head office that is responsible for everything that happens at the individual stores, we cannot certify any other store.
Jazakallah for that, Malana. Other questions coming through. Assalamu alaikum. What is camozine? It's one of the ingredients in food color.
Yes, that is a synthetic color which is halal sotru.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum. Is Top Crop frozen mixed veg halal?
This product, I'm not sure about it. Please forward the details to our office. We can check for you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Well, the message is not very clear. Malana, another question coming through. Which cheeses can Malana please specify? Which cheeses can you have? It doesn't say sliced cheese or the whole cheese. It just says which cheeses can you have.
Okay, so you can have the Parmalat products. There's a company called Mosei, Cremona. The popular ones that are available are the Dairy Bell products. You can find them, if you can still find them. Unfortunately, the company's closed down very recently. The Clover cheese products, you can have all of them, with the exception of the imported slice variants, as well as the Clover Berg cheese, which does contain bovine gelatin.
Jazakallah for that. Malana, other questions? Woolies crumbed portions.
This would be fish or chicken or... anyway, with Woolies products, selected products from them, again, they have the Sena logo. The ones without the logo, we cannot give any assurance for.
And the question further states, what about Woolies yogurts and cheeses?
Okay, with the yogurts, besides the low-fat flavored smooth variant, the remaining ones are halal suitable. With the cheeses, we are querying them at the moment. Unfortunately, they've got over 250 different varieties of cheese. So we have to step through that.
Okay. Cadbury Star Chocolate.
Five-star chocolate imported. Unfortunately, no information on that.
Back to Woolies. Is croissants, brown seed rolls, and bread halal?
The pre-packed plain rolls and bread, those are halal suitable. The remaining... our bakery products, if it doesn't have a Sena logo, we cannot give you any assurance. And I would advise you, if it is not halal certified, to rather stay away from them, because with bakery products, there is a higher risk of cross-contamination.
Jazakallah for that, Manana. John Doris at the Atrium, Durban, over Port City, is that halal?
Let me confirm that.
Okay. The second question that the same person is asking, are we allowed to eat sushi?
Plain fish, yes, you can. Obviously, sushi, like any other dish, you know, there would be different varieties. Sometimes they could add wine. They could use spices to prepare it and so forth. So if there's anything added to the plain fish, then you would need to look into that. The John Dory stores, where was that situated?
I think it was the Atrium. The Atrium, yes, Durban, over Port City.
That is certified by Sana.
That is certified.
Okay.
Well, another final question is Nutriday low-fat plain yogurt halal.
The low-fat plain yogurt does contain bovine gelatin. The alternative to that would be the Nutriday Zero or the Nutriday Double Cream Plain.
Okay. Jazakallah for that, Malana. Jazakallah for the clarification and for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for giving us the opportunity once again. And we could advise your listeners that if you have any queries with regards to halal, please give us a call at the Sana Halal Helpline. Our number is 0861-786-111. You can send us an email as well, helpline@sana.org.za, and you can find us on all the different social media platforms. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah khair. And jazakallah to the listeners for all the questions that you have sent through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means that we can consume what is halal and definitely stay away from that which is haram. For that, we terminate this week's program. Jazakallah for listening. If there's any further queries, as Maulana Bilal said, you can contact them directly at their offices or next week, inshallah, the program will resume. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سربنا سربنا للمعالي سربنا سربنا للأمانة سربنا فجنة الله تنادي سربنا دعوتي أنت حياتي سربنا سربنا للمعالي سربنا سربنا للأمانة سربنا فجنة الله تنادي سربنا دعوتي أنت حياتي سربنا سربنا للمعالي سربنا سربنا للأمانة سربنا فجنة الله تنادي سربنا دعوتي أنت حياتي زائر سائر رغم جراحي إخوتي إخوتي مت الأيادي فبكم فبكم تسمو المعاني نهضتي أنت بيد الرجال سائر سائر رغم جراحي إخوتي إخوتي مت الأيادي فبكم فبكم تسمو المعاني نهضتي أنت بيد الرجال سربنا سربنا للمعالي سربنا سربنا للأمانة سربنا فجنة الله تنادي سربنا دعوتي أنت حياتي سربنا سربنا للمعالي سربنا سربنا للأمانة
Radio Islam, your alternative news source.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Laylatul Thulatha, the 8th of Dhul Qa'dah 1438, corresponding with Monday, the 31st of July 2017. With your latest news on Radio Islam, I am Ahmed Waja. Making headlines at the hour, instability of SOEs remains a concern, and Education Department monitoring a go-slow at Klipspruit West High School. ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe says the party's National Executive Committee is concerned about instability of state-owned companies. Mantashe briefed the media on the outcomes of the party's NEC and Lekhotla meetings at Lituli House this afternoon. Power utility Eskom and the South African Airways are among a number of state-owned companies which are currently without permanent chief executives. The companies are also plagued by scandals of corruption and the inability to effectively manage their cash flows. Mantashe says SOEs are central to government's ability to deliver services and that their instability reflects badly on government itself.
A lot of time was spent on the state of the state-owned companies. And the question of a number of them led by acting this, acting that. And actually, we have nudged government to attend to that issue urgently because it does not instill confidence in this very important tool of economic development and growth, the state-owned companies.
The Gauteng Department of Education has condemned the schools which have reportedly embarked on a go-slow action in solidarity with the troubled Clubs Spirit West Secondary School in El Dorado Park. The department says it has received reports that about 9 schools in the area on a go-slow following Education MEC Panyaza Lasufi's decision to dissolve the school's governing body. Last week, members of the community embarked on a protest action over the appointment of a black principal. Parents of colored pupils accused black teachers of victimizing their children. Spokesperson for the department, Steve Mobona, has described the section as unnecessary and a setback for learners.
We are saying, as the Department of Education, that is really not necessary because we need to prioritize education of our learners. We need to prioritize our children. So we cannot disrupt schooling and say we want to prioritize other development areas.
Mabona says they will be closely monitoring developments at Clubs Spirit West and nearby schools.
Clubs Spirit West, we have deployed an official there. We're going to be there permanently while we are waiting for the interim measure that MEC will be coming to announce on how do we move forward in terms of announcing of the new teacher.
Now, Trade Union Federation COSATU warned today that workers will remember Public Services Minister Faith Mutambi's 300,000 rand junket during the next round of wage negotiations at the end of the year. The Sunday Times reported that 300,000 rand was spent on flying 30 people to Cape Town to watch a budget speech in Parliament in May. They reportedly included her son, sister, aunt, mother, former SABC board chairperson Ellen Shabalala, and former SABC chief operating officer Shlaudi Motsaneng's daughter, who she hired to work for her. Mutambi told the newspaper the department asked her for a guest list. Other ministers said the guest should have had some connection to the department. COSATU called on the allegations to be investigated and for Mutambi to repay taxpayers' money. Moving abroad, Qatar's foreign minister has rebutted accusations by his Saudi counterpart that Qatar is trying to politicize the annual Islamic Hajj pilgrimage to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Adil al-Jubayr, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, appeared to accuse Qatar on Sunday of politicizing the issue and declaring a war against the kingdom by demanding the internationalization of the Hajj pilgrimage. The claim was rejected by Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman al-Thani in an interview with Al Jazeera. The Hajj is an annual pilgrimage to Makkah al-Mukarramah, attended by millions of Muslims from around the world. Jubayr was quoted by Al Arabiya's website as saying Qatar's demand to internationalize the holy sites is aggressive and a declaration of war against the kingdom. In a separate statement in the Bahraini capital of Manama on the same day, Jubayr denied what he called claims that Saudi Arabia was trying to politicize the Hajj. Qataris are allowed to go to Hajj by Saudi authorities, but they can access the country via only two designated airports, that is King Abdulaziz Airport in Jeddah and Prince Mohammed bin Abdulaziz Airport in Madinatul Munawwara. In the financial market, the rand trades at 13.22 to the dollar, 17.42 to the pound, and 15.59 to the euro. The Saudi riyal is 3 rands 52 cents. Brent crude oil, $52.63 a barrel. Gold trades at $1,268.31. Mahr e Fatimi, 11,221.50. The Zakat Nisab is 4,488.59. Salah times for Johannesburg, Isha has set in at 7 p.m. Fajr sets in tomorrow morning at 5:28. Sunrise is at 6:46. Salah times in Durban, Isha has set in at 6:45. Fajr tomorrow morning sets in at 5:19. Sunrise is at 6:41. To recap your top story, ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe says the party's National Executive Committee is concerned about instability of state-owned companies. From the news desk at Radio Islam International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.